FM. It's time for Muzo Talk on In The Mix, brought to you by Sampra, Africa's leading needle time rights organization. Send your questions via voice note to 082-222-1049.
All right, it is that time again for us to get into Muzo Talk with Nzietso, who is from Sampra. Nzietso is the head of licensing and compliance. Nzietso advocate, Nzietso Mukitimi. How do you say the last name, Nzietso?
Makgofula.
Makgofula. Ah, gotta love. Gotta love
my country.
Need to learn a bit of Sotho. Yes. It's like, you know, Cape Town, it's Xhosa and Afrikaans is just too much.
There's 11 languages in South Africa. You have 9 to go.
Exactly. You know, at least I've got 4. I know 4. So
I'm lucky you.
I'm almost there. Nzietso, if I may call you Nzietso, you
yes,
don't
you
mind.
May.
Okay. Let's get into it. Last week we were talking about Sampra as the South African Music. What does the Sampra stand for again?
South African Music Performance Rights Association.
Exactly. And we spoke about the performance part, that Sampra represents those people that perform in music works when they are being recorded. Does Sampra also represent those people who perform when songs are being performed live?
No, we don't, because we deal only with the recorded music,
okay,
which is commonly referred to as sound recordings.
Sound recordings. And that comes with a license, right?
Yes, it does.
So just explain for us the license before I go into who actually needs the license.
Okay, what happens is that in terms of the Copyright Act, the owner of a sound recording has got what is called exclusive rights.
Yes.
Some of those rights are the right to broadcast the music, their music, or their sound recordings. But for purposes of our interview, I'll just say it's music, recorded music. So they've got exclusive right to broadcast their music. They've got exclusive right to play their music, or what we commonly refer to as communicating music to the public.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the right to rent their music. They've got the right to copy their music. Those are some of the rights that an owner of a sound recording has in the copyright related thereto.
Mm.
So what happens is that if anybody else wants to do any of those acts that are exclusively reserved for the owner of a sound recording,
yes,
they've got to have a license from the owner of the sound recording.
Okay.
So if you want to broadcast, as Heart FM does,
yes,
any recorded music, you must get the authorization or a license from the owner of any song which is commercially produced that you play on the radio. Similarly, if you own a shop or you own a restaurant, you own a tavern, if you are going to be making use of music in your place of business,
yes,
you need a license from the owner of the music that you will be playing.
I understand now. To make sure that this whole thing is easy, because if I own a tavern, a nightclub, a restaurant, I won't be able to go to every person, the owner of every song that I play. So instead of doing that, we go to Sampra, because Sampra represents those people that own the music, right?
That is correct.
All right. So I think now you've actually answered the question of who needs a Sampra license. And that is anybody who broadcasts, who plays music that is owned by other people. Unless you are playing your own music that you created yourself at your establishment for the purpose of entertaining other people that are paying to be at your establishment, whether they're paying for the food or the service, you need to get a license. Even if you own a hair salon and you play music there, you need to get a license.
That is correct.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody wants to know, why do I need a license for my business if I've already paid for the music that I'm using in my business? For example, this person is saying that I bought this music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't get it for free. I didn't download it illegally. I bought it. So why do I still need a license to play it?
Okay, there's two reasons. The simple one is by law you have to.
Mm.
That's a very straightforward and a very legalistic response.
Yeah, it's
but if I go to a more commercial reason, firstly, if you look at the back of your CD,
yes,
it will say there at the fine print, you may not copy, you may not do whatever, you may not do whatever.
Yeah.
Unless you've got the authority authorization of the owner of that CD.
I got you.
So already when you buy that CD, there's a terms and conditions, the basis on which you bought that CD, which is you may not go and broadcast it, you may not go and use it in a commercial setting.
Yes.
You can use it for personal, in a personal setting, say for instance at home, in your car, you can put headphones and go to the gym.
Yeah.
Immediately that you use that piece of music in a commercial setting, that is excluded unless you've got a license.
Okay.
And I think the more, if one can say commercial, even a more humane reason for that is, remember, that music is somebody's intellectual property, what we call copyright.
Yes.
And in order for you to be able to use that music, you have to have the permission of the person that owns the intellectual property in that sound recording.
I get it. So those people that own gyms and you know, one other thing, I've got a DJ here who says, what about us DJs?
Yes.
what happens to us DJs? We are called at the University of Cape Town to go and play there, and we get paid to play the music, other people's music.
Whose music? Other people's music. And they make money out of playing other people's music.
And they don't want
to. You know, with DJs, it gets a little bit complicated.
Okay.
Because what happens is that when music is a record, it can be recorded on a CD, on whatever other format. Now you've got download.
Mm.
But somewhere that music is created on something, on a, yeah.
Mm.
So what happens with the DJ is that they take a CD, they start mixing the two or do whatever. I don't know what the DJs do.
Yes.
But they take the music out of its original format.
Yes.
And put it into a different format. They take music out of a CD and put it in a memory stick.
Yeah.
There are then other rights that are involved.
Yeah, because they copied
it. What you call mechanical rights.
Okay.
So they need even other licenses.
Wow. Okay.
So with DJs, you get a very difficult example.
Yeah.
Their environment is even more complicated than just somebody who buys a CD.
Yeah.
They put a CD in a CD-ROM and play music in their tavern or in their store.
Yeah, that's a different
one. Once you copy that music into another format, say on a memory stick, you're taking it out of its original format. Therefore, you need a mechanical license.
Okay, so I just want us to pay one artist here by the name of Heavy K and Busi and Nokwazi.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play their song. And then when we return, I want us to talk about how one applies for the Sampra license. And we're going to talk about the fees that are involved in that. Can we do that? Oh.
Yes, we can.
All right. We're talking to Advocate Ntsietso Mukitimi Mkhufula, who is the head of licensing and compliance for Sampra. And Sampra is the South African Music Performance Rights Association. We'll be back with Musotalk after this.